Yeah, we just stayed here forever to a 50th level.
Yeah.
You were busy debating. Are you holding an action or are you debating?
This is a rippling.
There is a rippling. The rippling takes this long.
Yeah.
That's enough. Oh, goodness.
No. We're very quick.
We go straight to combat. That was a rippling. He was watching it, you debating. Thief can be doing what she likes.
The head of an emaciated panther. Blue-black fur and six legs. And a body that's nothing but muscle and bone.
Oh, dear.
A pair of tentacles sprout from its shoulders.
Displacer!
It has red eyes. It seems to shimmer in the air as it
Those things!
Six legs ain't normal for a panther. I got that
one. No, that's pretty good.
Check the skill.
Yes, it appears and runs across the room.
Having read the Dwarven Wizard's that monstrous compendium, I think it's a bloody displaced beast.
Well, it may be a displaced beast.
Right,
It's a fiendish displaced beast.
Oh, fiendish as well.
Right, initiatives then.
12.
95.
Displaced beast goes on a 13.
17 for the wizard.
It's a large animal.
Wait.
Oh, boy, keep forgetting about him. Boy, it goes on a 19. However, he's debating with you. Those spellcasters debating may get to go next round. It starts to run.
Is it large as well?
It's a large, magical, fiendish beast. And it's heading for whoever's directly in front of it. The thief.
Oh, dear.
That's where it's going. It's heading there. The thief and the fighter may have actions if they were watching a portal.
They were.
He did say. He did. Yeah. What is he doing?
I'm throwing.
Well, it'll come out and it'll do its move in its turn. So it's running now. You're throwing an axe. Yeah, go on.
That'll be 21.
Roll me a percentage dice.
Oh dear, it's a bloody face-shifting beastie of doom.
Bastards. 22.
Yes, that was percentage.
Yes.
Your axe...
No, damage.
Your axe, throwing an axe. Your axe looks like it's striking true, but you actually hear it clatter to the ground.
Oh dear.
Hmm?
50%. Well, at least we know it's the lower 50.
Failing to doing anything.
We don't want to get the lower 50. We want to get the upper 50.
Did you hold action at all?
No.
You didn't. Well, you can't have done because you're watching. You're pointing.
Okay.
What are you going to do? It's running at you.
It's a huge thing. Skull. Okay. That'll be plus 10 then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ha, 20.
Right, roll me a percentage dice. Or a dice.
What kind of number do you want? You want
lower half misses.
You want above 50 or above 20.
9.
That hits.
Huzzah.
Do damage.
1d30 was that, aye.
2.
That magical dagger.
That's 3.
3.
That magical dagger.
Yes.
No. Throwing dagger.
Right.
It just know precisely how many magic weapons we have.
It just bounces.
1.
And skitters into the darkness.
It's only because it's technically a
magic. Oh no! Time to run away!
That's how I was using my magic short sword.
Yeah, to throwing a magical shot at. Who is it? It.
If we're not acting, then they'll be it. Yeah.
Well, you can have an action.
I did tell you that magic weapon was my preferred.
Are you actually in combat or is it last?
No, it's not last.
Right, you're going. You can have your orders going. I know you'd be watching it anyway, which we are discussing.
Okay, Boyacht first.
Boyacht squeals and runs away.
Well, he's running out of spells.
He's running out of spells that work.
Boyacht, how's God make this magic? Yes. He'll chop it out.
Boyacht moves.
Close
enough to Colour Sprout.
I'm very sorry.
Yeah, he's off to one side. He's not that stupid. It's running forward. Boyacht Colour Sprouts it.
He can't get to there, can he?
Mm? No. He Colour Sprouts it. Can he reach it?
Whoa.
Just. But it's moving. We'll catch it on the card.
Okay. Probably it's as far as I would hope.
Yeah, that's against spell resistance. A 9 plus his. Is he alright?
He's doing alright.
Spell resistance is again 10.
That's alright.
Nope, it's light, it's 11.
Ah.
Ass. My apologies.
Still gets through.
Oh, yes, it does.
He's alright.
Fourth level, remember?
Eh?
He's fourth level.
Yes, I know he's fourth level. Right. He resists. Or maybe it doesn't. Or maybe it will.
Oh, I have attention to
will
for
resisting this, isn't it? 18.
Oh, no.
It resists. It colours wash over it as it keeps charging through the colour spray. Who's next?
Fantastic. Failing.
You've already been. Oh, that was your held action.
Yeah.
Next action.
Dodge
behind the fighter.
If I throw my short sword...
Fly through the air like a big lead stone.
Yeah. So and we'll have lost our only magic weapon.
Ah, yeah. Okay, I'll stand my ground and wait for it to...
It's coming at you.
Charge me? Well, I can't do anything with it apart from...
Dex, dodge.
You can hold your action until it gets right next to you. Chop its head off.
Yeah, you can hold your action to attack it.
Single magic blow.
I'll do that then.
Right.
Balzar.
I like these noises.
Time to pull out the big guns, Balzar. I haven't got any bloody big guns. But I have magic weapon spell.
Even small guns would
I have magic weapon spell.
But what are you doing with it?
I could magic weapon his big weapon.
Could, but it'll only affect one end, I believe.
I
don't
know. I
think it does.
Check spell description for me, too.
I can roll spell description for magic
weapon. If it does, it just means I'm doing a single attack with a plus 10 with a D8 plus 6 damage.
I think it's a bit vague on the use of magic weapon for double-handed, in which case
doesn't
I think
it doesn't say. So it's the entire weapon, because it's part of the same weapon.
Right.
It is a unit of weapon.
It says weapon.
Weapon. Works for me!
Come on, we're fucked.
Yeah, you're right. Fair enough.
Magical weapon!
If that's what you want to do. Glowing weapon.
Magic weapon touch attack. Touch.
Yeah.
You've got to move over to him.
Yeah, okay.
You move to Groot.
Yeah, move to Groot. Touchy! Feely! Magicy!
Your weapon glows a second. Feels magical and plus one-y.
I like this.
Who's next?
Must do this more often.
bloody well will from now on.
It runs at Phelan. Phelan gets to attack with her held action.
Uh-oh.
I hit it with my sword.
I hit it with my sword. That's my life.
Yeah. Hey, you're right. It does my actually. It stops.
What do I need?
It's further back. It stops there.
What do I need?
In fact, you can't hit it.
Oh.
It stops. Oh. Two tentacles shoot forward from its back.
Its back?
Excuse me. One tentacle as it's charged and its whatnot.
It's not going to hit you.
19.
That hits you.
Oh dear.
My armor class is 19.
It gets a bonus onto the 19 you rolled.
Oh, it gets,
No, you rolled 10.
Oh.
It did.
19. So rolled 19 hits.
Ooh. 7 points of damage. The tentacle slaps you.
It's a really scary beast that comes and bitch slaps you.
Yes, it is. Its face is. I learned about them in my big book of dwarven magic monsters.
Its tentacles spin around it.
When do I get my action?
I mean, he's doing a web of death with his own tentacles. Technically now, but unfortunately you can't reach it with the attack that you...
Yes, you can.
Huh? Oh, yes.
5 foot step.
She hasn't... Is she allowed to move as part of a held action?
Oh, yes.
Because you can hold for round, actually, these days.
Oh, of course you can, yes.
Yes, okay,
you're away. You may step and attack.
Go for it, come on!
How'd you do?
14.
No,
I only got
4. I wouldn't have hit it anyway.
Oh. No, I was going to add a number that I was
going to
make up.
Oh, I see.
Failing fudge factor.
His legs do.
Don't
know.
Sorry, Groot.
Groot. I step.
Groot goes in.
Glowy, glowy.
You only do one attack now, can't I?
No, you've only moved 5 feet. You can
do both. I can do both.
Go. Come on.
Level from Groot.
21.
Will hit.
But you need to roll me a percentile dice.
Oh,
God.
No, low end.
Well, it depends, is it?
It's low end. Low end is a miss.
Is it 50-50?
It's 50-50.
Right.
Low 50 is a miss. You swoosh through where it was.
Bastard.
What'd you get?
13.
That misses. Oh, this is not good!
Fantastic.
Don't worry, I have another spell.
Not make my blade ethereal as well.
Hang on! I'll just look it up in my pocketbook of magic.
You.
Do something exciting.
Come on.
Nothing.
You're gonna take some potions or something.
Oh, you've got those
in your boosters.
You know, so shouldn't we should have got those bloody poisons.
We hit a bit harder.
I think. Damage now.
There's the good dwarf. Who's edging towards neutral. Yeah. You got a plan?
I smell a plan.
I plan to hit it till it dies.
Unfortunately, my plan can't actually do anything for it.
Are you planless, Steve?
Yes, because failing's in the way.
Are you going to blast
it in the way?
Are you going to blast it with the area of effect of doom?
From bashing everybody
else. Around and then.
No, I think it'll still be in the way.
Bastard.
Yeah. Oh, is it that 90s? Oh, 90.
It's a cone.
Yes.
Can you say screw boyed?
Poor old boyed. Might get angry and cast spells back at you then.
Yes.
I think he's a bit busy at the moment.
He's not.
He's being a good kobold. And Stevie's lost for good.
Yeah.
Doing well out of this room, eh? You could stand next to Vega for ages.
Well, it's like Final Fantasy VII, you go to the arena.
Come on, bring it on! Next
I've got a magical sling.
I'll cast Bull Strength on Gary.
You do?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Sadly, it doesn't actually magical make bullets.
Magical.
Oh. You have to have magical bullets. Okay. I've got it written down here, but I haven't got it on here.
I've got
a magical
bullet.
Don't. Do you not? I thought we had something magical.
I don't know.
To actually inflict the damage.
Not everything. I don't
know. It all changed in this edition, I think.
What?
Oh, 3.5!
Does it now make its ammunition magical?
Which makes more sense. In terms of why the fuck would anyone ever enchant a missile weapon then?
True. Mm. Why would you enchant? Spend time enchanting bag of sling bullets?
Yeah.
Cost experience, goddammit.
Yeah.
Bag of plus one sling bullets, how insulting. Somebody's hard earned work in this bag. They're slightly better weighted and magical.
Yes, a sling stone hurled from a plus one sling is treated as magic weapon.
Oh, excellent! Good,
right,
good, good.
Right, I need a plus one sling then.
You've got one, haven't you?
Yeah, I know, but I need does it just add plus one to my attack?
It gives you plus one to attack, plus one to damage.
Okay.
And it's considered magical. How have you sling from there, it'll hit you.
Yes.
I know,
I'm
going to.
It'll be to move. Yeah, you've got plus four strength, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
is it my go now?
Who is it next?
It's Boyict.
Boyict will move to assume a flanking position. No, he's going into combat.
He's going into combat, yeah. Just in flanking position, he's going to move there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's flanking the group.
Yeah, that's fine. Boyict's in combat. It's pretty good, isn't that more magic missile? Actually, before he moves, he casts a mirror image.
He then moves.
5 Boyicts appear. Well, no, it's actually D4 plus 1 Boyicts. 2 additional Boyicts appear and start moving around the area. Mm-hmm. Who's next?
That would be Balazar.
Balazar.
Balazar is going to get a bit desperate at this point.
Balazar is running out of spells.
And is going to try Tasha's Hideous Laughter.
Interesting.
Might as well, I learned it last night.
Running your target restrictions.
As far as... Well, does it have an intelligence of 2 or lower?
2 or lower? No.
Right.
You have no sense of humour at all.
That's right. It's not the same type of being as me.
It's plus 4
in its save.
Are you going to tell a large, fiendish, magical beast a joke and
not find
it funny?
Yeah. Well, these three elves walked into a bar.
Yeah, yes, yes. Fire away, boy. Fire away. Okay. Balazar fires his spell.
18 plus whatever.
Plus 4, yeah.
Yeah.
So he makes it spell save now.
Does he? Was that the roll for spell resistance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will serve. Has a will serve, which is a bonus.
And he gets plus 4 to it as well.
Oh,
no. Has a reasonable will serve. 17.
Oh. I don't know. What is it?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
What?
Because it's second level spell, so it's only 16.
Yeah. It chuckles to itself.
It survives. Oh, it does chuckle.
It chuckles and then carries on attacking.
Chuckles.
Oh!
Yes, that's rather amusing.
That was an awful joke.
Damn! It didn't laugh at my joke!
It's because it's a large, beastie dog cat.
It was worth the price.
It.
Do I go at the same time as it?
Just after.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm running out of spells.
What to do? Well, it has 2 tentacles and a bite, so it's probably going to point those in one direction.
It's too powerful for sleep, isn't it? Displacer.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I'm going to drop that spell.
Who's damaged it first this round?
Is anybody?
No one.
No one! It's got 2 displacer beasts.
It's got Boyict.
Oops.
Boyict. Yes. Oh, what the hell is going to attack the fighter? Because he's there.
No!
Fantastic.
That's what he's there for. That'll hit.
Hits Finn lives.
Hit
me, I probably die.
That'll miss. 2 tentacles lash out at you and hit you squarely. Less damage than the Albeva. Should have smoothed.
Less, you did 22 in the bloody hell there.
This has only done 13 with two tentacles.
Yeah,
we can only hit it with magical weapons.
No, you can hit it with normal weapons.
Oh, can we? Yeah. I thought it was
it's just the magical weapons minus 5 from every piece of damage you do.
Yeah.
Non-magical weapons minus 5.
No, you just said magical.
You said magical.
Don't minus the 5. Anyway.
Minus 5 to hit or 5 damage? Or
it's 5 damage. Five damage.
All right.
Who's next?
Please return to room A105 in your book.
Room A105. Yes.
And I will be taking the indigo potion. No. The orange potion.
Hopefully. Oh no, but not your phase, or else. Oh look, you're phased out with the beast!
Is drinking a potion considered an attack of opportunity?
It depends where it is. Actually, getting out is.
I'll take a step back.
It's got a 10-foot reach. A 10-foot, two-box radius.
I'll tumble and do it.
Can you do that?
Tumble away.
Yes.
I'll tumble away.
Maybe tumble check. It's not easy.
It's 15.
I've got 12 as a basic thing.
Right, double one or two. Oh, it'll hit you as you tumble out. It's going to attempt to hit you. It's going to roll quite well to hit you.
You need a dice corral.
You need a dice corral.
It's there. It's a 9, which means it rolls an 18. Which means it just misses you
by one.
Is that good?
Which means you get out. You roll out.
Okay, then I take the potion.
You take your potion. You vanish from view.
Can I do anything else?
No, that's it. It's your turn over. You've disappeared.
Sorry.
It's bloody run away!
Next.
Groot.
Groot. You get plus 2 for flanking with Boyk.
I'm invisible.
I'm running plus 13, plus 13 now.
Shit. You're still at half 50% miss chance.
Just the 28. Bastard.
Gonna love it.
20.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Hits.
Yay! Damage. Takes full damage. Now you're magical, isn't it?
Yes.
Full damage. Better pile it in.
D8 plus 6. 9
damage. Doing alright.
Hardly any.
That's the first damage it's taken.
Oh my lord.
Oh my lord. It's probably like
don't worry, I'm still slightly above half hit.
Oh. It's going to hit you again, that's it. Might smite good on you next time.
That's me.
Go for it.
Four, five, six.
This calls for death plus measures.
Bastion runs round.
Yeah, and I'll cone it that way.
Cone it, baby, cone it!
Cone it, such
chuck. Are you playing the squares now? Yes, you are. Go on then.
Out of sight.
I'm angling this way.
Oh. What's the next
turn? It needs to make a fortitude save and a reflex save.
You need to make
spell resistance, yes.
Oh yeah, you're doing that fantastic spell.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, dear.
Your spell goes off and it just stands there and fizzles as it hits the creature.
Oh,
that was a good spell. Feel free to take all the damage that it would normally have taken. But it should not go off.
Yeah,
it does go off.
Does it go off?
We need to look at spell resistance in the spell.
It does go off because it might affect other creatures.
Yes, that's right. Because your spell goes off, it just doesn't affect it. How many?
Uh-oh.
Two.
You've lost 2 strength.
Uh-oh.
Right, who's next?
You made that spell resistance.
Oh, well, you're checking whether it... That would make exalted spells very good if it ignores spell resistance.
Well, they do damaging.
Mm. True, but they also allow you to switch spells in for nothing.
Yeah, it does.
Who's next? Sausages. Boyked. Boyked.
He's not the only one.
No. Oh, I know what's going to do.
Things
are starting to look grim for the brave party.
These colour spray
over there. Brave party somewhere around here? Where?
It is in my journal.
Come on, over.
Boyk casts defensively.
Okay. Hey, I'm brave. I went and poked the ball thing and I'm attacking.
Boyk probably gets hit in the head. It comes to fruition. Boyk gets hit in the head.
Oh!
Or attempts to hit Boyk.
That wasn't a good look from the DM.
We didn't like Boyk.
That's true. Smacks Boyk with a tentacle.
Way to go.
Bing! Doesn't get to cast his spell, does he?
Poor old
mirror image. Mirror image has five of the bloody things.
1, 2 is Boyect. Boyect gets hit.
Ah!
Another three images. Three of them.
He still has all his images.
Oh, good.
Aren't they all doing, what is he doing
with my dad
these days?
What? Mirror image.
I thought it was 3+.
Is it 3+? It was 1+. 1+d4.
Mirror image spell.
Mirror.
Oh, it's all tense at the moment as we try and work out what the heck's going on in this combat.
Oh, yeah.
Boyek looks rather unwell.
Yes. Oh, dear. As in unconscious or
not quite? He's looking rather beaten.
Oh, no kidding! Look at the rest of the party.
Oh, Balazar.
Because unlike you, he's a proper wizard and has no hit points. However, he's a brave wizard and actually gets into combat to help his fighters actually flank.
Fool!
Me?
Yes.
Balazar, the wizard, is not there.
Are you casting invisibility?
Yes.
Right.
And then what are you doing?
Then I've got to hit it from behind.
They're all pissing off.
Well, you move it.
Yeah, I'm moving.
Move where?
Around that way, yes.
3 rounds later, combat ensues.
You should be able to get into combat next time.
Number two, monster.
Monster.
Monster!
I'm going to have to attack one.
Yeah,
can't see me.
I know, well, you're not there. Anyway, it's not within reach. I'm going to attack to its front again. Missed.
But it's clearly got more people behind it now.
It's Boyect.
3 of them.
What?
3
Boyects. Oh, yeah, 3 Boyects.
It's true. You may attack Boyect with one.
All right, I'll give you a roll. 1, 2, 3, it's Boyect. 4, 5, 6, it's you. It's Boyect. Boyect takes the brunt. Missed with its first one. It's going to try and smite evil on Boyect. Big mistake. It misses. In a fit of stupidity, he's going to try and bite Boyect as well.
Which it may well do. Boyect does have mage armour.
Makes no difference in my face.
Me armour.
It just misses him with a bite.
I'm like out of spells.
What's twat it with your
mace?
Yeah, you specialised it when you
failed him.
Focused it.
Yeah, focused
it. I will go behind the naughty, naughty beast.
Which way's behind?
I'm visible.
Behind doesn't matter.
Okay. Well,
yeah, there
approach it.
Is he still invisible with the magic potion if you back attack?
No, it's just
a spell.
Okay. So what am I doing? My sneak attack?
It could be a sneak attack.
Yeah.
So it's your d20 attack roll. You get plus 4.
Yeah, I think it's plus 4 for attacking.
Yes! Natural 20!
Roll again.
Crit threat.
Crit threat. Come on.
Ooh. Oh, that's
thunder. Yes.
Yeah, so it's 2d4 plus 2.
Hang on.
Plus 2d6.
50% mischance.
Yeah.
Just place that bitch.
You want big number? Yes!
Alright, what am I rolling for me damage?
2d4, 2d6, and plus 2.
I like it when I'm rolling more than one dice.
Come on.
3, 6, 8, 9, 11.
Pretty good.
Sorry.
It howls, you pop into vision. You reappear in front of it. Turns its nasty, nasty sharp teeth at you.
Hey, yep.
Can I tumble out of the way? No.
22.
We'll hit.
Can next round.
We'll hit.
But it gets to go before me.
And that all respectable.
Be 11.
11? You're still magical.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very good.
Crap. 19.
We'll hit.
Will it hit? Nope.
No.
How's your hit points doing?
Doing alright. Went for Boyect last time.
Yeah.
I missed 3 times.
24 left.
Oh.
I said there's nice. More hit points than
me.
What are you doing?
Oh boy. This is getting a bit tense, this battle.
I cast Lesser Vigor on Garouge.
What does that do?
Gives him 1 hit point a round.
Yes! Oh, nice! Should have cast that right at the start!
Yeah, I got it.
Very good.
Starting straight away.
Please?
Yeah.
Who next?
Who is at the top? Balazar.
Balazar!
No, sorry, Boyk.
Oh.
Boyk is getting scared.
Boyk has every right to run away, to be honest.
Well, if Boyard's not stupid and realises if he backs off, he's going to get hit.
No, he's not.
Won't he?
He just takes full withdrawal action there.
Full withdrawal, it doesn't even catch him on range. Nope. He might fully withdraw then.
Oh, yes, he does.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I thought, because he pulls off 5 foot.
Temporary, doesn't he?
Pulls back 5 foot and then gets smacked, doesn't he? Boyard goes to hit it.
Okay, brave little kobold wizard. He's going up in my estimation.
The little evil wizard. Boyek might actually hit it.
Go on, Boyek!
With the flanking bonus and his fantastic dagger attack.
Yes!
He just hits it. However, he does...
Hit it, yes.
Yes, he does hit it.
Yes.
And he does...
Ooh!
Maximum damage for Boyek.
Nice!
2.
Oh, good for him!
His dagger skitters off its skin.
As it's not magical.
Oh no!
Never mind, Balazar.
Okay, Balazar is moving in for the kill.
Are you going in?
Yes, bravely, invisibly, going in.
Perhaps?
Well, which way is he actually facing that way? Which
it doesn't really matter.
Oh yeah, I'm going for him. Okay, flanking, back attack,
yes,
whatever.
The flanking.
Okay. Out it comes! Meet Mr. Macy!
Should be getting plus 6.
Hmm. Right.
You best hit, you big woman.
Yeah, I better had.
And you best roll more than 5 when you do your damage.
Okay.
18. 29 or something like that.
Roll me a high low dice.
Oh, come on. 5!
5.
Damage. Okay.
How'd you do?
God.
How many?
Two.
Your mace, you pop into appearance, you swing your mace,
it bounces
off its skin.
Oh god.
It laughs at you.
You're kidding!
Right, let's go, that's what we can do.
My goodness, 4 possibilities. 1, 2, 3, 4.
4!
Where did you start number it?
Boyked. Plus we can split it. Come on, one split attacks. I'm going to.
Right.
Hit.
Were you going around the people or around the... sitting at the table or around the characters?
I'll go around the characters. Miss. Miss. You're lucky.
That's fortunate.
Failing takes... 7 points of damage.
Whoosh.
It smacks you again with the tentacle.
Aye.
I'm going to withdraw.
How many have you been hit?
No, but I'm going to go back and change the heavy crossbow.
6.
6.
Melee.
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Damn.
Next. Carl, you've got to put it
down.
Failing.
Carl, stab it.
Good call. Plus 2 for flanking the wizards opposite you.
And you get sneak attack as well because you flank.
Yeah.
14, 15, 16.
This is a nasty 17. Beastie.
That hits.
16.
Yeah.
Roll a high low dice.
High low dice.
Yeah.
Anything.
A d6 is better.
Anything.
4, 5, or 6 hits. You miss.
No. Would you like to move away?
Yes, please.
Or you probably need to roll a tumble.
And if it hits you again,
oh,
it might kill you.
I have a bad feeling about this battle.
12.
Yes.
Plus 9.
21.
That's fine, you roll away.
Straight line.
You hit the wall.
My goodness.
Basically, I have a plan. We should throw ourselves on the displacer beast until Groot can kill it, because none of us can do bugger all against it.
I have a last resort left. Okay. You may all need to stay away from it.
An enormous fireball of dirt.
No, it's a melted acid arrow wand.
That one.
But I have to roll an 18 to get it to go off.
Give me 2.
Well, I'm right nowhere near him, and we're not having a conversation during the middle of the fight.
True.
No,
hit boss times.
And I think I'm really good at magic.
Times.
You swipe at its image. Who's next?
Go
on, Steve. Kill it.
What I was doing.
Kill it. Kill it. Oh, in the name of basketball.
Good XP for those.
No kidding.
Hasn't killed anybody yet.
Kill it, or keep the characters with magic weapons alive long enough to kill it.
Oh, that'd be you then.
Not
many.
I've got none, I'm out.
What, even the zero level? You can cast any
of them. Oh, we've got zeros.
Gain another hit point.
No, my zeros. Yeah. My zeros are like detect and read magic. Big bloody deal.
You have a dare spell, don't you?
Oh, yeah. But,
my god, I hit it.
That'd be 11, 12, 13.
Wow. 13 misses.
Surprise me.
Who's next?
Boyek has realised that actually attacking it is pointless.
He's not that stupid.
Crap.
He's a magic user.
He therefore tries to cast defensively.
Okay.
He fails.
Uh-oh.
It tries to strike him. It does.
Oh!
Does it strike him?
No.
It misses him. One of his...
Yes.
Do you mean he casts his spell?
Sorry?
Does that mean he casts his spell? Hasn't hit him.
I think if he fails his concentration check, he loses his spell. I think it works that way these days.
As opposed to actually being the impacted hit.
Yeah.
I believe we've now reached the stage where we have to run away.
Run away?
No, I can acid arrow it, maybe.
Yeah, you lose your spell.
Boyek doesn't jump.
If anybody's got anything, they better do it now!
You're the big wizard. Get in there.
Well, I have! And I missed!
You've got scrolls.
Are you the half-naked guy? Are you the half-naked model? That's me. Oh.
I do have scrolls. Who's next?
Balazar
is going to try Daze.
What scrolls do you have?
Disguise self.
He has lots of scrolls. Invisibility
sphere. Magic weapon.
You cast it again because it ran out.
Has it run out on yours?
Yes.
All right. Scroll magic weapon on the half orc.
Well, you need to. Yeah. Can you just back off, Lurt?
No.
With range, you can't, guy.
No.
You have invisibility sphere.
You'll have to take an opportunity if he wants to do that.
Okay.
You have to go over here.
You'll have to move through its
track. Cast on your own weapon.
Yeah, cast on yourself.
You've got half the attacking potential of me and you're significantly less likely.
Alright, true.
You're crossing to him?
Yeah. Go on.
It'll have a go at hitting you then.
Take a hit?
Maybe. I don't know.
You've got plenty here. You have 26 hit points. It's not going to do that much.
It missed.
Hooray! Sneaky dwarfy! Hey!
In which case, you can now cast a spell onto his...
It disappears from the scroll.
Never mind. I had it anyway. What the hell? Spell, yeah.
Where'd you like it?
You've lost this magic weapon. Spell.
Who's next? I'll cross it off.
Because we're screwed.
We're just doing so bad.
The monster. Where's it going? 1, 2, 3.
I still think he's still got his
true, but once it's popped. And it's not stupid. It's not an intelligence overthrow. It's going to go for the cleric. Doesn't trust him. 21.
Mm-hmm.
That'll hit then.
Yeah.
And a bite. 14.
Nope.
Just 2 bites then. It's not bad.
Need you go.
31.
Well, you're fine. 16.
I could do whole person on it.
It's not a person monster.
No, I need a whole monster to...
Valen has backed away.
Staying doing.
I have a
pod. How about invisibility sphere? Let's all just jump in.
It can also be in the invisibility sphere.
We'd all be invisible together.
I assume you're moving round before you use the wand, otherwise you're going to hit Steven back.
If you're in an invisibility sphere, can you still see each other? Or nobody can see anybody?
All it says is need 18.
Yes.
Is that a roll of 18?
You need to roll and add your use magical device.
Okay, my use magical device is 8.
So you need a 10 or 50% chance of
using
this.
Come on.
Oh, 2? Jesus. No!
It doesn't work, but you're not within... 10 failures, so that's fine.
Gee,
it doesn't explode.
Gee whiz. Oh, bad rolls tonight.
Working?
Yeah, it's fine. It'll work. You can force it to work. It's one of the items you can not fail to use. Basically, it's not going to blow up in your hand.
I hit.
Go, Garud.
Come on.
I hit.
Yes!
Well done, Garud. It's going to die.
10.
That's good. Straight. Oh, you're magical or not?
Yes. Yes,
he's magical.
Still magical.
Well, they ran out and we got it redone.
It roars.
It hits.
Come on.
Yes!
Solid. Full damage.
Come on.
That's 9.
It looks very, very tired. Extremely tired.
Oh, God.
As tired as Boyack, in fact. Who gets the glory shot?
Wait, it's my go.
Go on, then.
You get a hit point back.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
19.
We'll hit.
Come on.
Potentially.
Take one for Bastion.
Yes.
Yes. And
he's going to do more damage.
It collapses.
Yes!
Do we know what they have to do with this portal yet?
No.
Should we try all leaving the room and see if it starts to split up again? It might reset itself.
Has it got any stuff on it? It's just a beastie. It's not got any pouches on anything.
Oh, over here and,
oh, it's a magical beastie. I gut it quickly for magical components and face
shields. Get the Albert.
Yeah, Albert livers and Albert stuff. Quick, just very quick.
Albert feathers for quills.
Yes, that'll do. I'll have some of them.
Boy, it gets 12 hit points.
Boy, it's back to his top hit points.
And you get 11.
We all leave and watch from the corridor.
I take the kidneys or whatever.
How long are you spending hacking bits out? If you're going to get all these bits and bobs, it's going to take you a long time.
Very
some feathers.
You grab a handful of feathers.
Handful of feathers and a quick shifty with a knife and take out the heart of the displacer beast or something.
I think chopping for tentacles probably.
Yeah, chopping off a tentacle.
Probably easier than actually chopping through its chest.
Yes. Tentacles, thank you.
You have one displacer beast tentacle and a handful of elder feathers.
Yes.
You leave. As you leave, as the last one of you leaves, the orb splits into its myriad orbs again.
Let's rest, then come back here.
Yeah!
Whoa, XP City!
It's best to not come back here.
Yes.
I feel weak.
No, you're not going back in there. If necessary, I'll learn Arcane Lock. We've got the cleric spell.
Arcane Lock, somebody's got that.
You should have that.
Yeah.
Well. No, it's on this list.
It's in one of the spell books.
It's in one of the spell books.
Somewhere.
I think Boyacht may have
Boyacht
it.
Boyacht, I think, has it.
He probably doesn't learn it.
He's got Arcane Lock and Mirror Image and see invisibility, doesn't he?
Second level.
He does?
He has Arcane Lock as a spell he can learn.
That took exactly 5 rounds.
Not bad!
It's quite a long combat, that, isn't it?
Bloody hell! Did alright there. Well done.
Oh, so I should have been on the last one round level then.
That's 30 seconds.
He almost had yours at one point.
Not kidding.
He had some of
fail.
Good experience. Where are you heading? What's the plan? Are you leaving the door open? Are you going back in? Are you
closing the door?
Yes.
Wenching it shut.
Like hammering pittons in and stuff.
Writing on it, do not go here.
Yeah. You close the door.
Yeah.
Where are you heading?
You're in the corridor east-west.
I'm all spelled out, guys.
You're in a corridor that heads off to the east and to the south is... I better draw it on.
I'm going
to
go back to that room.
Go back with Bragdor.
Yeah! Let's go back to Bragdor.
I'm useless now.
All the way back to Bragdor.
You're not useless. You've got a mace, you big woman.
Woman? I'm wearing a robe. To make me a woman, I'm just a magic user. I mean, sorry, wizard.
Corridor extends to the south, where you consider it probably a mere form executed to square.
Fantastic.
I see.
Go round square, then.
This does make a complete square. There are no other further doors in the square.
Right. Oh. Need to find somewhere to rest, I feel.
Continue going, might find somewhere ahead.
You're right.
Another displacer beast, then we're stuck. Well,
I don't feel we need to rest, because I'm nearly fine.
Yes, because you're a fighter.
I'm a fighter.
Fine.
Once I've been healed, and the cleric has expended all this spell. I'm good to go.
To be quite honest, the only person who's actually useless without magic is the wizard, pretty much. And he's not that bad.
Yeah. I'm alright. For now.
I'll
just strap Boyacht to my chest, it'll be fine.
Yeah. And you've got Boyacht, who's almost out of spells.
You mean almost? I thought he was.
You've got a few low-level spells left.
I've only got days left.
That colour spray.
Yes,
Has he used colour spray?
Did he?
Yeah, on
the last beast. He tried to catch it as it came out.
Oh, yeah.
He used almost all his spells.
Same here.
Well, shall we rest then?
Shall we rest for the sake of the
Where are you resting?
Magic users. We're heading back to a room we know is safe. Actually, we don't have a room we know is safe. We've got a freaking fireball
trap. Yeah, let's go back to the fireball trap room. It's safe.
That's a worrying, worrying state of affairs.
There are rooms there. You could rest in the corridor.
If that's what he said,
no way.
We've got to get back. We've got to either get past it to the door. Oh, it was on the door, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we've not been in that room there yet.
Okay, should we go for that one? What number's that?
Depends which room you're looking at.
This one.
Are you going back the
room? We went through the secret door. My first.
Where are you?
Tell me the room number. I'll tell you if we've got any stuff from it.
888.
No,
I
don't
know.
No, you didn't. If you look at your big map, you haven't been there.
So what was the gay room? Was that 110?
Hmm?
Was the gay room 8110?
Yes.
Yeah.
You haven't been in room 88.
No, we haven't.
You came through a secret door, and you didn't go into room 88.
Should we go into room 88?
And all the way back to room 88.
Yeah. Trudge.
I have to flip the map again.
Alright then.
We're determinedly staying away from region B.
Back to the previous map.
That's handy,
isn't it?
Yeah.
You were there. Room 88 is here.
Yes.
Is the door open? The door to the room is open.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Is it filled with nasty black spores, traps, and or wildebeest?
There are many wildebeest in
Room 88. Grazing across the plains.
I'm peckish, alright.
Peckish for
I'm a bit partial to
right, room 88 is longer than this, but it's there, and it has a door on the opposite side, which is also open.
Oh. Okay. But there's anything in
it. I'll give you a description once I've sat down. The floor of this large room is covered with debris and dust, but otherwise appears empty. The second door opposite the one you entered appears to be the sole means of exit.
You caress.
Can you search that other door for traps before we close it that might reset it when we close it?
Yes. Sorry. Yeah.
You think it's okay?
With search, which is 9, 14.
Is that the door that you didn't come in through? Yes, it's fine. Yeah. There's no traps on it, you don't think?
Okay, we close that and wedge it.
Okay.
Well, as you search around, what's in that room?
What, the room you're in?
No, the room.
The door.
The floor of this large room is covered with debris. The door on the opposite wall appears to be the sole way out.
Okay. It's empty then.
Debris.
Sorry, I'm holding the inventory in.
Shall we search this big pile of crap?
Well, yeah,
go on, Hagwai. You can get some rest.
Yeah, closing both doors.
Yeah.
Right.
Resting and copying spells, please.
Pretty good. Darkness falls on the room. Whoosh! Please draw me a room size to.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
What, you mean normal darkness or whoomph?
Woof! It goes down.
Oh, God!
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 wide, conveniently.
17.
Initiative.
11. Initiative on the darkness!
That was a good guess, everyone.
There's two doors, both of which you should.
Hal, can you tell me about a ring?
What?
In room A80, that's a green glowing one.
Yes, it's a green glowing ring.
Yes.
Makes you feel warm.
Yeah.
Ring oh, that's it, warm. Sorry, I can't remember.
Right. Yes, darkness. Put yourselves in the room at various points.
Just put it somewhere to rest.
That's a search pattern, is it?
Search
pattern.
You were there.
We were searching the door to trap so we could close it and wedge it so nothing could come in while we were resting.
Yeah. Oh, and we're in here and the darkness has fallen in here.
Darkness has descended.
Darkness.
I must attack the darkness. Right.
The darkness is it?
Has.
Yeah.
Send it initiative.
I'll take that 17.
What about dark vision?
Doesn't work.
Another.
Magical.
Oh.
I've got a 14.
It's only one of these bloody squid again. Possibly more than one this time.
19 for the wizard.
Ooh.
So, and initiative bonus.
Sorry?
What's your initiative bonus?
That is it. 17 plus 2 is 19.
Okay. Roll that one then.
Roll this again.
Yeah.
Dice off. Who goes first?
Oh, you do.
Good. Ben? Initiative.
Initiative. 19 plus 5. 24.
Gee whiz!
Sorry, I'll be done in a minute. I'm just trying to...
Is the whole room dark? I believe it is.
Darkness spell. I don't know if that's big enough to cover the entire room.
I doubt it. It's only 24 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, it might be. And what are the edges?
Yeah, you are.
We're in two convenient groups.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're closing the doors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, as long as it's just dark. It's not so bad. Because it's all sleepy.
20 foot radius.
Darkness. A complete darkness. False. Sorry as you were. Complete darkness is false.
So there's...
all of you.
Both of us.
All of us. Two dots.
Complete darkness is false.
As far as you're aware, the whole room is in complete darkness.
Ooh. This could be interesting.
Oh dear.
There's two of them.
We are prepared.
Initiative?
Yeah, we've rolled. We're a die.
Oh, hold on. There's more things here, actually.
Well, we're doing the 3D combat again, aren't we? Sorry.
3D combat.
It's fine with you,
isn't it? Oh, it's completely dark.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, dropping dice a lot. It's 5 foot, Steve. It's
not even as if they're meant to deplete
you. You'll find out one. I know. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You?
What, me? Damage magnet again?
You?
You?
Can't go for you. Either of you, Jim. Low, high.
Or you too. Huh.
You.
Half orc has been
left. You're low down. The short people had to get to from the ceiling.
Half orc, wizard, and cleric.
Right, from the ceiling. We'll do the wizard first.
He doesn't want to be done from the ceiling.
Tough. Oh, they're so good at grabbing. It's good for a grapple, isn't it? That's what it does.
Whoa.
It could slam you.
Do they have improved grab?
They have improved grab, yes.
Yes, they can do both.
What? Slab and grab?
Yeah.
It'll do that then. It'll slam you first then. A slam, it just bumps you.
Right.
Ooh,
that's a tricky number.
23.
Misses.
Lie.
Damn.
Take 6 points of damage.
Oh!
And slam.
Grapple deck.
Where's its grapple? Wow, look at that grapple skill. Grapple skill of 0.
Woohoo! I've got a better grapple
than 4. It tentacles start to lay around your head.
19.
That'll do.
Plus your grapple.
That's fine.
21.
Don't worry. Garut, it goes to slam you. It misses. It goes to grapple you. An 8.
No, if it misses on its slam, it can't.
Oh, of course, it's improved grab. It misses. It's going to slam you, Steve. 16. No, 17.
It hits.
Sorry. Plus 5. I'm used to things that have plus even numbers. And this doesn't. Take...
Ooh.
8 points of damage.
Oh.
It goes to grapple you.
How are you doing?
3.
Pretty well.
More than
it
3.
It doesn't grapple you.
It tries.
9.
It's upset. Right then.
Have
some little dunes.
They look like flying squiddies.
They look like nothing. It's dark.
Oh, yeah.
There's one on the group.
Oh, yeah, we can. It's not complete darkness.
Well, no, it's they're black and they're floating around. But there's one on the wizard. And there's one on the cleric there.
It's not complete darkness, that's interesting.
It's not, it's sort of a...
Really, really dark.
Yeah, it's really dark.
Dim.
Shadowy. Dim and shadowy.
Yeah, it's not total darkness.
Okay.
But, yeah. It's one of those things. It's sort of a concession spell says it's darkness, but actually it's not.
Dimness.
It gives a mischance, basically.
Right. 20%.
How many?
20.
Not many. Who's next?
Failing.
You. You can see that Garut has something floating around his head that's trying to strangle Ryzen.
I'll shoot it.
Very good. Very good.
Sting!
-4.
Yeah.
I wish you hadn't done that.
What's actually -3 if you take into account your precise, your point blank shot?
Oh, crap, goes the halfling.
What'd you get?
I got 9 plus 6 would be 15. 15. And you're minusing.
It's 12. You miss by 5. Which you're very lucky about.
Ooh.
It goes skittering off into the darkness, missing both Garut and the beast by a hair's breadth.
I'm just going to single attack.
I thought you might. Mine.
Wow!
Go ahead.
Balazar, I'm going to hit it with a miss.
God, you're all a bit lame with your dice.
17, 22 odd or something.
That will hit. Roll me a d10, 1 and 2 you miss.
One or two, I miss the detail.
Why are we hungry?
Don't know.
Understand.
Eight.
That'll hit.
All right. We'll take this up your kiboshing, flying, squiddy black thing. 5 points, I believe.
5 points, eh?
A whole 5 points.
Yes. 5 points to it.
Very good.
Yes. I'll try and hit mine.
Cool bastion.
Cool bastion.
20.
That surprisingly has a potential of hitting.
These squids are a bit
shit. They're not great.
And I do 2 damage.
2 hull damage?
Yeah. Magical damage.
It hurts extra much.
Extra tingly magicness.
Next.
Is it me yet?
Yes.
God, you're slow. Grunted.
17 and a half.
Oh, Jesus.
How'd you do?
12.
Total?
Yeah.
You swing and miss.
Oh, my God.
Does that mean he hits me?
No.
That's good. I didn't want to do.
And it's Boyet.
Boyet looks around. Boyet feels very out of magic and quite short.
What's one weapon focus? Is that just I feel quite out of magic and quite tall.
Boyet has basically
get plus 2 damage.
You've got the second flaming sphere, which you want to help, what like him like casting at your head. So.
Does he not have any
knowledge planes? Yes, probably. No, actually, no, he doesn't.
You'll have to tell him.
He has balance better than you could possibly believe.
fantastic. No,
he doesn't have much in the way of skills, does Boyet? He starts to cast a spell. Acid splash.
Hey.
Fantastic.
Up at 1, 2, 3, 4. Yours.
Oh, good. At least it's over your touch attack.
Yes, a splash of acid hits the ceiling and little drops of it drop to the ground. Well done there, Boyet. Who's next?
Go, Boyet.
Monster.
Expelliage.
Monster.
Right, these two move into the other two characters on the board.
Two? There's 4 of them?
It's 5 of them.
5 of them!
Picked a good room to come into this one.
Great.
Right, we'll start with Phelan.
Lovely to replace.
Go for a slam. Ooh, wave. 21.
Ooh.
My armor class is 22.
You die. Take 7 points of damage.
Oh, it goes for a grapple.
Going for a grapple. Ooh, 15. Oh. Grapple on.
Rip her head off.
You're
being grappled by something.
Rip her head
off.
Is it me? Again? Yes. Hang on, I haven't even got rid of my
7
yet.
That's a constrict damage which it does next round.
You got a grapple check.
Oh, okay.
Roll a big number.
What do I need to do?
Roll like a 20.
Then minus my grapple.
Yeah.
Minus your grapple.
That would be 5.
So grapple still minus?
Yeah.
Oh, small
creature. What's the damage for a successful grapple? Oh, it has constrict, which actually does... points of damage with a successful grapple check. So I assume it does that.
I assume it... No, you initiate the grapple this way.
Yes, and then it does constriction, yes. You are tied up in tentacles.
Ooh.
I don't like this.
No.
Oh,
dear.
I didn't see an idea for a
Wednesday. I don't like the sound of that. Are you sure it is?
8 points of damage from a slam.
8?! Oh, I'm dying.
And the apple of 13.
Pass it back.
Do you have a grapple skill?
Not that good. No.
Plus 2, you got 10.
You are also grappled. Garuti! It misses on 15.
Yeah.
Misses its slam. Mr. Bastion, it misses on a 9.
Oh, good.
Boyet, hoping and praying. How long does that.
Oh, Jesus.
Potential threat?
How long?
Major on the last hours.
Now, thankfully, it's not a threat. Just a hit for 8. Boyet tracks down where he left him. Going for the grapple on a 1. Boyet resists with an 18.
No!
Says Boyet.
Who's saving me with my last few hit points?
Die!
Phelan, you are grappled.
I'm going to be left on my own.
I might
attack
grapple again when I roll, yeah.
Oh dear.
11.
5. You break the grapple.
Yes. Can I hit
your action?
No, that's your action.
Gammon.
So it gets to slam and grapple you again next time.
Balazar, I'm going to hit one. Can I hit one or I grapple?
You're grappled.
You need to grapple then, grapple then, don't I?
And grapple it.
You don't.
6. And 11. You're still in scrapple.
Oh.
That's me. I try and hit mine. Oh, I do.
Yes, you do. Kill it, Steve. They've got crap all in.
Oh, I do hit it.
Come on.
4.
Yours collapses on top of you and then slides to the ground. Bastion, the pathetic cleric, kills his first.
Yay!
He is.
He's a lot better than his first level.
Yes, he was very bad at the first level.
That's great.
I'll do a double 19.
That will hit. You have a
snicker snack.
20% miss chance. D10, 1 and 2 miss.
Hit.
Good. It's probably going to kill it.
And 8.
It drops to the ground.
Cleave.
There you go. Yes, fair enough.
Cleave, baby, cleave.
Yes.
That hits.
20%.
That hits. Fine. That's 7.
Phelan's drops off her, dead to the ground. Phelan cheers quite hard.
Go, half orc.
Who's next?
What can I say?
Boyak, mighty upset at the fact that he's crap.
Again.
Excuse me, did I say he's crap? He tries Ray of Frost this time.
Oh, he suddenly remembered from his spells.
These are not levels. Not
level.
He 3.
We'll make him cast defensively as he's underneath a beastie. That'll do.
Yeah.
And Ray Frost.
Go on.
Potential crystal.
Go on.
Yes.
Yay.
So double damages.
2d3.
Go, boy.
2d3. That's 3.
3.
6.
Yes. Boyak
crashes to the ground.
Yes. That's a good little
go-ball.
He just Ray of Frost a critical hit.
The front is knackers off. Yes.
He froze a particularly delicate place. Who's his left?
Monster.
It's
the one on Balazar.
Yes.
Slap on Balazar. And hits.
Grappling.
Oh, was it grappling? Yeah. But automatically it does damage then.
Wait, needs to do its grapple check.
Oh, excuse me. 16 for my grapple check.
Oh, come on! I've been in tougher situations than this in dwarven wrestling. Come on! 15, 17.
Fine, you break the grapple.
This grappling seems to resist
the grapple.
I think it resists.
Okay, he resists the grapple.
I'll resist!
You have to break it on your own action.
He tries to squeeze you.
Strangle
you. Okay.
Failing.
There's an area of darkness across the room.
You can't see across the
room. Nothing left to hit.
It's dark where you are.
You can start running to their aid.
Yes, I'll run to their aid.
Okay.
How far do I get?
There's our darkness squares. Still lasts, doesn't
it? It's light now.
Does it drop?
No, it lasts.
No, just where she ran out of the radius there.
Okay.
It's light now.
You can see. But now all you can see ahead of you is an area of darkness.
I'll just stay where I am.
You're on the edge of an area of darkness there.
Fantastic.
Totally. How do you spell vials?
Violence.
Vial.
P-H-I-A-L.
That's a vial.
Yeah,
well, you can go with vial.
Well, it could be either.
Either's fine. Either V-I-A-L-S or P-H-I-A-L-S.
Okay, I was spelling it the V-way, but it didn't look right. So
either's fine.
Yeah.
Vials and files. All good.
Filters.
Oh, filters.
P-H-I-A-L-T-R-E-S.
Go on, Balazar.
I'm going to break free!
I want to break free! You might well do.
9.
You break free.
Brah! Squiddy thing!
Who's next? Me. What are you doing?
I'm going to step here. I'm going to try and hit it.
Go for it, cleric of death. You stab yourself in the nose. Who's next?
I've got a staff. How do I stab
myself? Who's next?
Really,
with a wand, you find a word.
Splinter.
Scrooge.
Good! Charge!
Well,
dun, 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 it gets light dun, there, and there's a spot of darkness ahead of you.
Ooh!
Phelan's just on the edge of the darkness.
Quite nice in the light.
Shoot into it!
I wish it's quite nice in the light in the unlit dungeon, yes. But hey.
Yeah. dark vision!
Yeah!
As long as you're out there.
Is it?
Boyaked.
Boyaked.
Worked, had one spell, two couple of spells left.
And decided to save him.
Without him.
There's no way we're going anywhere from
Boyuk there. Boyuk casts Acid Splash again.
Hoping for another crit.
Boyuk misses with Acid Splash again.
And splashes alone.
And then it.
It tries to slam Balazar. It fails.
Oh, thank God for that!
And then failing.
Failing!
What can I see?
Darkness.
I run into it.
Are you going to attack the darkness?
No, I jog cautiously.
Yes. Of course. You take a step in. Touch you on. Above him, isn't it's on top of Balazar.
Really? Well, he's doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Turn the squiddy fly thing off
you,
me!
You see the squid thing in the darkness on top of Balazar's head.
Can I reach it with my sword?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll...
We're not heightist.
No, I'm better with my crossbow. I'll hit it.
Minus two.
Stay
minus
four. Minus four.
It's actually minus two.
Wizards don't like crossbow bolts in the head.
I'll use my short sword then.
They tend to interfere with spellcasting.
That's my short sword, so I'll use my short sword. There's the last chance of me hitting him in the head.
No chance.
9, 14.
You miss.
Ooh.
My dice has not been trained.
Balazar is going to try and hit it.
That time.
At last, come on.
Oh dear.
Let's just ignore that sorry roll and move on.
How's our missus?
Bastion. Yeah.
A cleric of something.
Woohoo! He hits it with his
19
dice.
Will.
Yeah!
Am I hitting? The 6.
It dies.
You're an accurate cleric now? Wow! Thank you so much, Bastion of Dawn, for saving me once more.
That's quite all right.
Hooray! You have my temporary gratitude.
Wow.
I get 20 for searching.
20 for searching this room?
Yeah. Well, they're fine. Though.
More squiddy ink, please.
You don't find anything.
Bastard.
So these were looking on the ceiling, we didn't check.
Anyone else searching?
Yeah.
I'll search.
Yeah, go on, we'll have a good search.
I'll sit down. Let's get
boy. As I poke my eyes out.
Discarded dice.
My boy, he's not going to die, put it that way.
How's he doing? Have you stopped him?
Why was
he not doing anything? He's on what?
He wasn't on negatives.
Boy, it's causing sulks in the corner.
Not clean.
Leech. Stop shouting XP Leech at him. Just because he takes a fifth of your XP and only actually gains a tenth of it.
Yeah.
So actually, you're just peeing a tenth away.
Yes.
You'd rather Boy had it, wouldn't you?
Well, to be honest, the spells can be useful.
Well, he gets to the next level. Who's next? What? No, we're done.
They're dead.
What are you doing? The darkness eventually dissipates.
We rest.
Here. Mm-hmm. We rest.
We're guessing then we're on the ceiling then.
How about you know, your thief?
I thought we always check the ceiling.
Way on your search.
I'm never assuming you're checking the ceiling unless you say you're checking the ceiling.
We're always checking the ceiling.
I'm not about to
write it in big letters on the top of our character sheet.
Because
then the monsters that come from the ground will have unfair advantage. I assume you look straight ahead. It's like,
no, one of us looks straight ahead, one of us checks the ceiling, one of us checks the floor,
one
of us
checks behind.
Looks around. We've got it all covered.
Don't look at me.
He's out of spells.
Sorry.
Best try one of your bottles.
Yeah. We're all out.
I recommend the blueberry juice.
Yes. Is that the one he experimented with you on last time?
I'll just sit in a corner and cry.
Yes. Okay. You rest.
It's not that bad.
You rest.
We're on 10.
You wake up to body
and reading spell works now.
Well, hang on now.
So am I.
As we're resting, I'm
there we go.
I bleed a bit.
Oh, God.
Oh.
You're so self-sacrificing.
Yeah,
you've already lost 2 strength, haven't you?
Yeah. I'll get that back later.
Well, at least it throws in some more interesting creatures. You've now found an owlbear and this plus beast.
Yes.
I found it, yeah. Everything's finished.
Those Crenshaws, why? They were tasty.
Probably the only things that are the kobolds.
I'm getting some more squiddy ink, by the way.
How damaged is everybody, really?
I'm fine.
I'm just under half hit points.
Well, I'll be fine in the morning.
I need 11. I'm under half.
I need 13.
You'll take that.
I need 14, sorry.
I won't then. I'll be fine.
Are you happy?
Yeah.
You wake up in the morning. You gain your level. You gain your level. Oh, hang on.
11 and a half.
You gain your level and a half in hit points. So you gain 6. Hey, boy, it feels better for that. Almost healing completely.
Which is more than I needed.
Oh, good.
Boyfler flips through his spellbook, picking the big damaging spells.
I'm going to pick the. I'm going to transcribe a little,
bit by bit. Can't spend all day.
Well, this isn't going to happen in the dungeon, is it? I'm just going to have to take.
You have had whole days. You've had two whole days, at least, when you last tried to transcribe. Yeah. It's when you get a good kick in, you have whole days. Or when you're diseased, or poisoned, or have whole days of just.
You're still on quite a lot, aren't you?
I only need 5 now, so I'm fine.
You didn't start out with many, did you?
No, I only have 21.
Yes, you can have your full hit points.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm down 8 at the moment.
Oh, I can't rub out plastic.
Thank you very much. That's not too bad.
Raise through the plastic.
Hey, I'm writing my own personal inventory. It's really funny here. Right, you ready?
How many weights still?
This is the party inventory.
Yes.
Hmm?
The other oh, you're kidding!
Right. Go then, down my personal inventory out of that.
Yeah. Oh my lord.
Not doing too bad.
Can we have that online?
Yeah, I'll
thank do it. Thank you very much.
I don't know how yet, I haven't decided.
The choice is yours.
I've even. Are you ready? I've broken my inventory down into cool clothing, jewellery, stuff on head, jewels, magical stuff.
Stuff on head.
And other valuable
how many
stuff. What about stuff you're pierced
with? How many stuff on head is the
gold circlet and red ribbon.
Okay.
Jewellery I have. 3 rings. A nose ring. A bracelet. 1, 2, 3, 4 pieces around my neck. 4 earrings.
Time to start giving a minuses to move silently.
I'm lifting it.
When now, folks?
I pity the fool who messes with the halfling.
Are you learning any different spells today?
Today, Balazar the Wizard!
As you have shield and all that stuff, what are you learning now?
I am learning...
Magic weapon!
Magic weapon!
How many spells have you got now? You got four.
Four first four. And 3 second, I believe.
But you're 4-3-2 now, like you see, it should be 4-4-3, I believe.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
4-4-3.
Yeah. Getting there, see? That's spells, that is. That's over. That's, you're in double figures for spells. Right. Can't be bad.
Which means I'm learning the ones I already know for third level, because that's all I know anyway.
But you're learning one of each?
Yeah.
You're learning 3, don't you?
Yes. Scorching Ray, Visibility, and Hideous Laughter.
Yeah.
So those are second level spells.
Yeah.
First level spells, which I have 4, Magic Missile, Mage Armor, Magic Weapon, and I might just drop sleep because I think you get to the point where it's not going to do much good. So I'll go with shield.
Okay.
And then
first level, a couple of read magics. A couple of detects, a read and a daze or something.
Yeah, the usual read, really? Match, daze.
If I've got an arcane sling, can I just drop my other sling?
Yes, if you wish to,
Okay, so I just get +1 for my attack bonus and +1 for my
damage. Yeah, and it's considered magical.
What does those braces on little boots actually do? Don't know yet still.
Okay. Well, technically you should.
Well, damn you.
He's stolen his braces. You're so mean.
Yeah, since she got the cloak.
Good about that, but she should have been taking a good beating then. Well, no problem.
Why?
I'm kidding.
If he had braces, his mage armor stood better than most braces.
Yes, they are. Don't know what they are.
Yeah, go on.
They're braces of armor +1.
Woohoo!
Fantastic. If you're passing mage armor, they don't fly me. It's just when you're not casting mage armor.
Well, that's sometimes.
Stolen braces, poor old.
Just borrowed them for a while.
He made those.
He did, and he can have them back eventually.
When he takes them from your cold corpse.
No, I don't think
we find something better.
Hmm?
Yeah.
He can't wait.
Why?
Because he needs to craft magic armor on, doesn't he? That's
5th level. Oh, sorry, his craft armor was out. If he didn't make that, he made the cloak of resistance.
Okay.
So,
you thought it was 5th level? No, good crackers.
Maybe. One thought you lose XP for making magic items.
Yeah, maybe
you
lost the level.
lost the level to me.
Oh no.
So, now what?
He was 5th level.
And we rest, we're fine.
Too many magic.
Why don't we just go back to the big, big, long northern corridor of doom where we were going anyway?
Can these rings hang?
Oh, all right!
Yeah.
I'm so easily swayed.
As we're here...
yeah, go on.
We may as well. We'll unwedge the northern...
What room was that with the...
That was room 88.
A88.
Right, this is room 88.
For the sake of argument, that is room 88.
We check the room, we'll check the roof of the next room we walk into.
Yeah.
Most
and definitely. The floor, and the ceiling,
can I use that
and the wall.
Will it go through? I'll check.
It's the same as this one, it'll do that.
Mm, okay, that's
kind of
bad.
Best to give me spot checks if you're looking at the ceiling.
30. Nice.
That'll be
24.
19.
Mm, 17. Worth mentioning.
Not worth mentioning, is that?
Yep.
This obviously is a squiddy area, and we're keeping an eye out.
In fact, it was a one, I may spot, no, yeah, it doesn't matter on this, does it?
What was the highest one, Pi?
24.
Don't say me anything on the ceiling.
Okay.
Ready the northern door is open.
Let's see if there's any staff amongst the rubble first, I think.
Okay, no research tricks.
I'm keeping an eye.
Mm-hmm. Stay drunk in that room, will you?
Jesus, how big's this one?
About the same size as you want, just a bit bigger.
Yeah, it's that a bit on. I think it's about roughly square, isn't it, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll look good enough for me. Groovy.
21 this for searching.
Put yourself in, please.
Plonk, plonk, plonk.
If Boyk searching?
Oh, we might as well have a go, maybe. Boyk doesn't find anything.
Okay. Even if he did, would he tell us?
Yes, he would.
Will you? That's nice of him. Have you started converting you yet?
Well, I'm trying.
Yeah.
He's ignoring you.
Doesn't have to.
You can't. You can't ignore.
Doesn't have to be too weird.
You can.
It can just be preached at.
Yes, I'm just saying that.
Go on. Keep him going.
Yeah, we're in the middle of combat.
Again?
About
Oh. Right!
You expected to spot things that were on the ceiling.
You did, didn't you? Darkness falls at various points in the room.
Oh, bloody hell. We look at the ceiling and we can't see the ceiling to see them.
They get an opposed hide check.
How the bloody hell are they
hiding on the ceiling?
Look! There is something there, well, there isn't.
It's not a flat ceiling. It's rubble. It's destroyed. It's, the ceiling has fallen down, as in the room that says. The floor is this large room is covered in debris. Debris comes from ceiling. Ceiling roof. Things hide in ceiling. And that's what they do.
Play is not thick. Don't need to be spoken to like that.
Apologies. Right.
Sorry.
Poof. Darkness occurs in various points in the room.
We kill us, Dick.
Kapoof. Fantastic.
It's all combat, 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 corridors, corridors.
Is there enough for one each? Or are some of us going to have to share?
No sharing this time.
Okay. No sharing this time.
Right, they get...
I want several, because it makes cleave useful.
They're on initiative of 21.
Oh my lordy.
And their first action of surprise was to cast Darkness.
Make it a bit 7 for Balazar.
7.
I want stuff.
This stuff. More
you have plenty stuff.
I don't. Look, where all the stuff we've discarded.
Wow, that's quite a big list of discards.
I left out, you know that massive list we got run out of all the stuff that we pretty much couldn't take because it didn't fit. I left it out.
Entirely unsuitable for everyone apart from you.
Yeah.
And you couldn't wear it because you're
a bloody wizard here.
Well, there was like two bits that we took, but I have it took up like 2 pages.
Oh, I think I took the drow chain, though.
You took something.
I took the shield.
You got the shield.
No particular reason, I just liked it. Very nice, this. I like it.
With my magpie eye.
Guru, I have you down as having the very well made crossbow, the war axe.
So,
yeah, we changed
and
so
we don't.
I'm just waiting for it.
Sorry.
She's too busy looking at her nice stuff.
20.
Yeah, I took the war axe, the shield, and we swapped one of our old.
Accordions? Monkey grinders?
Yeah.
Where the repeating crossbow that was better.
Yeah, I didn't have you down for taking the chain.
Alan,
I took the dry chain.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
No, I'll put them on me. I am clean by better.
Oh! Balazar, the damage magnet again!
Okay, fantastic. I think I'm about to be in 10 square.
No. Well, they can be slamming you from various directions. They fly, well, so...
They've only been surprised today.
No. They're around you. They're above. They come from above.
You got braces in one of the sessions, didn't you?
They attack. Failing.
They miss. Balazar.
Okay.
19.
That's going to probably hit quite easily.
Slam for 6.
Ouch, here we go again.
Resist the grapple. 10.
Can you resist the grapple?
He can resist the grapple, aye. Because I was doing champion of dwarven wrestling.
The other one may attack later. Garut. Missed. Bastion. Missed. Poor old Boyect. Missed.
Are they going to finally kill him?
No, they're quite lucky.
Good girl.
Failing. There's a thing flopping around your head. It looks like a squid.
I didn't.
You're dirty. Get on with it.
I didn't say out loud.
It squirts lots of ink.
I hit it a lot.
You hit it a lot.
With whatever I was aiming. I don't know what I was
your doing. Your sword?
My sword.
Yeah. Yes, I believe so.
Damage to your sword.
Don't you dare.
20% miss chance. Roll a d10. 1 and 2 misses.
7.
That's fine. Damage.
Damage with my sword is 1d4. Plus 1.
What?
Go on. What do you put on?
2.
2 points of damage.
Congratulations. I'm shite.
Can I kill mine yet?
Yes.
Okay. I kill it.
It is dead.
I mean, 23, I hit it. Doing me a 4 or 5 points of damage. that's minimum for me.
It flops about a bit, but it's not dead.
Oh.
I'll best use my other attack to finish it then.
The best
Oh, bollocks.
No. Power of cleave, miss
12. You
miss. It's not cleave, because I didn't kill it.
Oh, right.
It's my second attack.
You miss. Who's next?
Balazar.
Come on, Balazar. Area of effect spells.
My fingers are glowing with the green glow of thickness up your ass, squiddies!
You fire your magic missiles.
Magic missile!
1, 2, 3.
One each or both on one?
I'm gonna do both on one because I don't like two of them hanging around. Okay, damage. 2 points. 6 points to one of them.
One of yours dies.
Take that! Round.
Oh, and then it'd be me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'll try to hit one of them.
I like it. You do hit.
I do hit this pipe.
The dax is rubbish.
I do have 2 points.
Well, some of them are quite a good band.
Funny.
Who's next? One or two songs, quite amusing. Please. I don't think they're going to have much staying power.
Yeah.
They have one or two songs, don't they?
They have quite a few. They just sound the same.
Yeah.
They have that really dodgy Christmas one that they're probably going to release again.
Yeah. Boyack screams obscenities and casts sleep.
Woo!
Interesting. Or tries to. And Lou.
Yay.
He like targeted there.
Flobbadobbadob.
So that'll be 1, 2, 3, I believe, count there. Let's see if there's 2 on you.
Yeah.
And as they're only single hit dice beasties, and they get a save. Fail. Let's pass.
Pass. Depends what he's taking.
Yeah, right. What is
his save? What's his intelligence?
15.
In which case he will pass.
Yes. Thought so. I think he was very clever. Fail. One of you, one of Boyect falls
deep sleep. Unless they never awake.
Boyect chuckles.
Extremely deep.
Oh, good. Because it's them now.
Is it them? Who's got one left?
Me. Hey.
Me.
4 left?
Yes. I don't know. Do I have one?
Yes.
Yes.
Boyect's only one free. Clever little kobold.
Three.
Yep.
4 left. One miss. Oh, sorry. I was starting with the thief. That's a miss. Going for the wizard. Going for the slam. That's a miss.
Ooh,
going for the root. He's a hit. Hit on the slam. Root takes 5.
Ooh, that's cheat.
Hit again. And it goes for the grapple on root. Some hope it gets 5.
I get plus 8.
Going for one on Bastion. Gets 17.
Hits.
6 points of damage for the slam.
Ouch.
Quack, quite good.
Using its grapple.
Yeah. Plus four six. Damage.
Eight.
some bitchy slapping goes on.
Yeah.
Very good.
Failing.
Kill the orc.
I attack the guy.
One.
Seven plus.
Some big number.
Five.
12.
Seven plus five.
I think it was much lower.
12 has been added already. Yeah.
Misses. Excuse me. Excuse my bad maths. Come on, Garou.
No, I'm not the only thing.
We don't mind the bad maths as long as it's in our favour.
14.
Miss.
Ooh.
Did 15.
Miss.
Jesus.
Stroke the lucky bullet.
Balazar.
No, thank you. Balazar is going to hit with the mighty mace.
Show me his lucky bullet.
Take this. Oh! Yee-ho-ho, I think that's 20.
That'll hit.
I better take some damage now, you wee squiddy little bastards.
20% mischance.
20% mischance. Okay, 1d10. Do-do-do. And it's a miss! Damn!
You swing through the air, it goes...
I hit and then I miss. How frustrating is that?
Who's
that?
Yeah.
That'll hit.
And I'll miss as well.
Oh. Hit then.
Come on, there's only one. No, sorry, Boyacht. One hit nice creatures.
Boyacht! We're all Boyacht! What's he gonna do? We've got Flaming Sphere. Whose head would like to be burnt off? No, take
it. I might be saving the spell right now,
don't we? Yeah. Oh, I'd be slaughtering these people down here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy.
He slaved them, he slaughtered them.
Coup de gras.
Coup de gras, coup de gras. Ooh la la, coup de gras.
He doesn't want you all to die, poor old Boyacht. And he can't see the other ones, can he, from where he is, unfortunately. He'll kill the ones at his feet.
Yeah, that's logical. We can't blame him for that.
Because he can't see the rest.
Even we do that.
Who's next? Ben.
Yes.
On the thief is a miss. On Balazar.
Balazar.
Is a hit.
Oh!
Take 8 points of damage, Balazar.
Ooh, that more than chafes on the dwarven's.
Resist the grapple. Five.
They're really crap at grappling.
Yeah.
And, oh yes, I think that's our resist. No, dwarven wrestling
going
skills
for Garou.
Handy.
Is a hit. Jeez. Take 8 points of damage.
Whoa.
And resist a grapple. Let me guess. A five. A six.
Plus eight.
Goes for Bastion. 17.
Yeah.
That's 7 points of damage.
Ooh.
Resist a grapple. Maybe a seven. A five again.
I get five as well.
Ooh, you struggle. Who wins? You do.
I can't remember.
You're defending, so it wins. Because it wins. It constricts you.
Boom.
Okay.
Failing.
I hit it with... Which one am I hitting?
The one that's floating over your head.
How close is it?
It's on your head.
It's on my head.
Pretty close. It's tapping you.
Can I hit it with my shot?
It's like this giant rubber
hat. You're short.
No.
You're short.
No, it'll hit you.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I sling it? It'll hit me if I do that.
Yeah. Basically, you can walk it with your sword.
I might hit it with my dagger. It does less damage, but I've got more chance of hitting it. What do we think?
Okay.
I'll hit it with my short sword.
Mm-hmm. Good call.
Well, see, the reason I probably keep getting this wrong is because Hal's actually put short word.
I suppose.
Yes.
What word like it?
Nine.
Ah.
There
cool.
We go.
Ah. You miss.
Yeah.
B.
Of.
Garou.
Come on, Garou. Boom
there.
Oh, for bollock. Fuck bastard's sake.
Now.
Parental advisory on this 14.
14. That's a miss.
Advisory on every audio we do.
Yeah, that's true.
14.
That's a miss as well.
What are you doing?
He's flailing around like...
What are you doing?
Balazar.
He's only got one freaking hit point as well.
As well.
Slap it!
Surprised me you didn't kill it the first time.
Chew it out with your teeth.
I did minimum damage.
No, that's not going to be 14. It's not good enough, is it?
Oh, you're constricted, sorry.
Oh, sorry, right, sorry, I'll take that. Right, is it grappling roll?
So you're constricted.
Yeah,
sorry,
constricted.
Yes, he's constricted. My apologies.
If I missed, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'll try and get eight.
What, one of the ones of you with a stick in it?
Oh,
lordy. Yes! Six!
You broke Eric.
Oh my god!
The grapple is appalling. These dice do not want these things to grapple you.
Thank god for that.
I don't want you to do anything.
Who now?
Damage with the slam.
Boyek continues to slay the second one. He coup de grace it.
Yes.
Coup de grace.
Them.
Thief.
Whoops.
19.
Mm. Is that your... That is her.
Yes, it is. Dun, dun, dun.
8 points of damage.
Oh, you can take that.
Just picking job.
And resist the grapple for me, please.
Eight.
Better not hit me.
13. Okay, what did he get?
19.
Oh, you crap head, because then it's going to be a draw at the very most.
I hit minus one.
For grapple, yeah.
Yep.
Surprisingly not.
It wraps its tentacles around you.
I give it a hug.
Balazar.
Oh.
It misses you.
Thank the Lord. Just regard to that.
Misses you. Bastion. It hits you.
Again.
8 points of damage.
Ouch, you must be pretty bad by now.
Change d4, please. That
sorry.
That doing rather too well.
Rolling for the grapple. Four.
Significant.
Evil laugh from the dungeon master.
Sorry. Come on,
Freddy. Oh, I hit it.
Do it.
We don't have to down displace the beast.
You missed.
Well, it's a bad grapple check.
Oh, we're grappling, yes, you grappled. It resists, like you.
Groot.
I feel so honored.
Hit the thing.
Did it?
22.
That'll hit.
It's dead.
It dies.
Can I move now?
Yes. Where would you like to move to?
Into one area of darkness or the other. I'll move towards Phelan.
You see Phelan struggling with one. It seems to be relatively attached to her.
Balazar is going to hit. Because he feels like he's as lucky of time. Oh, no.
He feels wrong.
Me. I'll try and hit it again. Me. 22.
That will hit.
Yes, it will hit.
Mm-hmm.
For a point of damage.
1 point of damage. Half hits now, Steve.
Wait.
Hears the struggling of a fellow magic user and moves towards it. He then casts a magic missile.
At the enemy or at the wizard?
Can you see that first with the darkness?
Yes.
Then he casts it. Yes, at the wizard.
Technically one and the same, almost.
You look like he's just being...
No, he dies!
He goes into a big black blob of black squiddy ink.
It dies.
Thank you!
The monsters. Then there's one on Phelan, rolling grapple.
Can I ask a question before we do this? What time does Hong Kong Harry shut on a Sunday?
11:30.
Oh,
okay. You're fine.
Sorry.
12 o'clock on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. Hong Kong Harry's a fine place serving Chinese food. I'm hungry too. Would you like to roll me a post grapple check?
Number is...
It's 501888, isn't it?
14, yes.
Oh,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 8. Well, rather, you resist its grapple. You don't break free. You don't. It doesn't constrict.
Plus 44 from outside.
Bastion goes for a.
Very good.
I'm very sorry. It hits you again. For another 8 points down. Right. With a different dice.
I fall over.
501888.
It turns Hong Kong Harris. It's tentacles around you.
Chinese food, please.
The next
Chinese.
We don't want to get into like child slavery or anything.
Phelan.
I hit it.
No, you need to read. You need to break free.
You said it had.
You resisted its constriction.
You didn't do that last time. Yes, you let me straight out. I'm sure you did. Okay.
And it'll be on your turn that you managed.
Okay. Well, I rolled 19.
You're out.
Good. Can I hit it out? You didn't make me do that last time.
No, you have to.
Can I hit it?
Blow it back a little. Yes, you may.
Jesus Christ.
Try your other end.
Come on.
Yes.
That'll do.
21.
Slick a snack.
Yes, it hits.
It dies. Who's next?
Balazar.
Balazar, what are you doing?
Well, I appear to be squid free. Who's left? What's on?
You can't see. You can see Boyek in the darkness.
Hello, Boyek. Thank you very much.
Hello, Boyek.
Hello, Boyo. Ah!
What are you doing?
You're free me. I'm going to go over to Boyo, because I think we can do it.
You take a step towards Boyo.
Yes.
Anyone else? Who's next?
Me. Oh, is it one?
Are you minus?
Yes. Oh, it's also wrapped its tentacles around him. Who's next?
Boyo.
Hears the sounds of squiddies in the corner and heads in that direction.
So do I. thing tag.
Are you following Boyacht?
Yeah.
Boyacht finds you.
And does what?
Cast flaming sphere on your corpse.
Extra crispy.
It's the best you can do.
Surprised, unfortunately.
Does anyone else have any healing?
Oh dear.
Sorry?
Anyone have any healing?
Our healer is dead.
He's not dead, he's dying.
Oh, yes, no, only by way of time.
You don't need the skill. Who's got the highest wisdom?
Lost boy.
I have plus zero.
I have plus two.
You win. I have a mere plus one.
And plus two versus poison. No.
Plus four dogs. Boyacht colour sprays across your body. And in a surprising fit of magic, the colours work in the darkness.
Yes. Magic.
Bizarrely.
If someone messes up a heal check on him, can another person ever come?
It fails its serve and falls unconscious.
Boyacht stabs it with his knife.
He what chuckles.
Moved off you.
He chuckles to himself.
We all make healing
checks.
Quickly.
Can we add them together? Because we want to heal him.
Boyacht shouts.
Cleric is injured. I will head over and heal the cleric. Because
I'm good.
That's fine.
Garut. Dean, Dimitri.
Lots of fiends. Very, if you wake up covered in bandages. No, you're... Yes.
We rest.
Oops. Maybe a listen check.
Oh, God. No, I hear nothing.
I don't think I hear anything.
I don't think he's dead. His heart's not beating.
I don't hear anything.
Nine.
It's fine.
We close and bar the doors.
You close and bar the doors. You're using pitons to bar them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pitons.
Well, I'm using these big metal spikes.
Yeah. Okay. So we hear nothing. Lots more squiddies. More squiddying for me. Ha ha.
Squiddies are good. The cleric lies unconscious on the ground.
We guard the cleric.
We guard knowing what else. I think we should rest. We're going to have to rest for a very long time.
You rested there.
Yes, we rested
well.
Yes.
You rested next door.
It's about nowhere. It's about 9:05 in the morning.
Yes.
Guess what?
We're having a rest.
Time for me to get up. You've got ample time to copy spell copy.
Spell copy, please.
Well,
what are you trying to copy?
I am trying to copy from scrolls and books. I'm going to try and copy Boyacht's mirror image. That's joyous.
What are you using for ink and quill?
I'm using one owlbear feather and enough dark mantle ink to fill an ocean.
Very good. Maybe you can only use this combination once for this one spell.
Oh, right. Okay.
It'll only work for this spell.
Can use an owlbear feather again, but you can't use it with squid ink.
Right. Okay.
This is me being kind, because normally you have to spend a ridiculous amount of gold pieces on the stuff you need to scribe into your book.
It's fiendish! It's from another plane of
That's
existence.
Why I'm letting you do anything to scribe into your book.
Next time I'll just use Sputum.
Roll for spellcraft.
What do I need to make?
Just roll the dice.
Spellcraft. Okay. Don't fail me now. Oh, God. 14.
Go to the front, you dickhead.
14.
Sorry.
Wow. Very impressed. We have an item book. 14.
Isn't that super secret? We're not supposed to see it.
My personal inventory bit.
I'll forget it.
You know, you all know what I've got anyway, because.
Yeah. I keep telling them.
Yeah. Nice. I'll try and get it up online. If anybody doesn't have the thing I say they do, or has something that I don't say they have, then you have to let me know, because I've pretty much.
If you just type it in a word, I can dump it into a little section like the kill count and stuff like that.
No.
You spend a day, but you can't manage to do it.
Crap.
I need 17.
17?
Boyacht chuckles at you.
So I can't use Squiddy Ink again on that spell?
No, you can use that combination again for that spell.
Oh, right.
Not until next level.
Right. Fifth level. Oh, what's the point?
Write down that combination.
Sure it didn't used to be this way with spells. Like, nick it, put it in your book at the end. Yeah, nick it, put it in the book.
No, you always had to roll.
Not first edition.
It was a percentile chance.
Was it? Yeah. Probably didn't play that in first edition. It was like you just had it. Thank you.
Yeah. Harsh.
If you had no intelligence, you could do it anyway.
Right.
Well, what intelligence?
Anyone else doing anything in this rest
period? 18 intelligence. I've got 18 intelligence.
Let's search this room what we're in.
Give me a roll.
Well, can we now take 20 on it, seeing as we're not trying to copy spells up?
Yes, you can. There is nothing in this room.
That means we haven't actually picked up a single thing this
other than dead dark mentals.
No, we're not picked up anything.
You have missed some treasure.
Have we? How?
You missed the search. Oh, you missed the search kit.
What?
Damn it.
Who knows?
Tell us, we haven't been there now.
No, because we might go back, so we can't.
We're going to go back to all the rooms we've been in today and take 20 out of them.
Yeah, that's this room.
When we finish this map, I'll write everything you missed. No,
it'll be the cloud room on it.
Could be a storm room.
Would you like to do XP?
Steve, do you want to find it?
Are we finishing it on
again? Yes, it is clocking on 10:30 gone.
And we have to do a number of rest days.
And we need to eat.
Yeah, okay, we're starving.
From Hong Kong Harry's. Yeah. That's 01274501 to place. Plus 44 outside the UK.
Very good oriental blatters
in bread. Yeah.
It'd be funny if Hong Kong Harry starts getting phone calls from America and Japan.
FedEx. Hey, have you ever FedEx couriers before?
Ew.
Right, Steve.
Can I have my dice bag back? Crap head.
You've got it back.
It's there. Yeah. Down by your foot. Okay. One owlbear, fiendish. 5.
1600.
Ooh. One displacer beast, fiendish. 5. 1600. 5 fiendish dark mantles. 1 each.
300 each. That's 1500.
What? Part of level 4. Yeah, I'm doing alright. Oh, it is 4 fun. Yeah, doing alright. So. 300 each. Still doing it. 1500. 7 fiendish dark mantles.
2100, perhaps.
You're a good maths there, Steve. 6, 12, 17, 18. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6,800 experience. By 5.
Oh dear.
A number that my brain can't comprehend.
1,300 plus some more.
1,360.
That
age, yeah? Yep.
Which brings
1,360 good boy.
Total to
five.
Not bad.
Eight, 540.
Work at 680.
What's our next level at?
A lot.
There's
what boy.
Yeah.
What?
I can't remember this way is a five.
You've been teaching these kids bad maths, Steve.
Can't be any worse than mine,
though. Well, have a blank character sheet if you want it.
It's potential if we meet some big nasties next time we could level up.
What did we get for the displacer beast again? That was a toughie.
1600.
Come on, we do it better with the dark mantles.
Yeah,
it's lost Boyack's current XP.
It's
about 8
somewhere.
What's Bob doing? I know it was. Is it moving forward? Yeah, I think it was. So he's currently running at 840 plus 618. Ooh, he's a very. 1,520.
I can't use this one very well. It's another bite.
See, he's doing far better with it us than he just stayed in that little room with the rest of his kobold buddies.
Yeah. Yes, but they weren't going to get very far because they were level 1 kobold warriors. And imagine them walking through one of those fireball traps. It would have been awful messy.
Can we eat kobolds?
Well, technically, yes, but it's close to cannibalism.
They're not fiendish.
Not for us.
Not for us.
It's a bit freaky still to eat an intelligent humanoid. It's still intelligent.
Not if you chop its head off.
That's weird. I mean, it's like saying...
It's just a hunk and a chunk of a chunk.
It's probably... It's a step up from eating a chimpanzee.
If you're hungry enough, you'd be amazed what you'll eat.
Lost.
Yeah.
Hungry.
A talking chimpanzee.
Dungeon.
She doesn't talk. Well, look, we're not eating them alive. We're killing them first.
Yeah.
They're dead! They don't talk when they're
dead! A very brisk slide to chaotic evil occurring. Or just neutral evil, possibly.
Neutral evil.
Yeah, well, step away from me, isn't it?
Yes.
It's the dungeon that does it to you.
Just plain evil. All good.
Alright.
Oh boy. So when's the next session?
I've got my little book actually. Potentially. Sorry, we actually booked one, I believe.
For a Saturday. Was it Saturday or something?
What's to do?
Are we doing it 2 days the 13th?
Please say what's doing the 20th.
Well, I've got...
Why?
The Children in Need charity thing is on Saturday the 20th.
But we're not doing
I'm not going to run dungeon then. We've got Tuesday the 23rd.
Why Tuesday the 23rd.
Oh yeah, because we're doing it,
we've got to
do
it
two,
haven't we? Yeah, we're going to do, we had the 23rd and the 24th, assuming Steve's game on Wednesday is defunct on the 24th.
No, I've got a game on Wednesday.
So. Have you?
Yeah.
Fair enough then. All good. So, but it's Tuesday the 23rd then.
Tuesday
the
23rd.
Oh yes, put that. Tuesday the 23rd then. Your sister's birthday.
If we can go in the daytime and we can get back, we'll be fine.
Good.
So you have to take me then.
Of course I will. I'm off to rest day.
Yeah, I know.
But you need some more cash in the next few days.
Very much so.
Lots more money, please.
Because we have to pay for a cat operation as well.
As well as Christmas. Let's not forget Christmas.
I don't care about Christmas.
And donations are the gift that keeps on giving.
Wow. Crazy they're not, but there we go.
Well. There was a nice gentleman that asked for our address because it was on PayPal, which was nice. So
that's very nice.
I'll send everybody a picture of my car so you can help fix it.
Put it up online, will you?
You know, if you rephrase that,
yes.
Yes, yes. My cat has got ear polyps.
Can we attack now? What giant rate is an ear polyp?
Oh, a huge amount. It's a flying polyp, and that's Cthulhu.
Oh, you really don't want to meet flying polyps.
That's because they eat you whole, don't they?
Yeah, they chased off the great race.
It's a nice pair of gloves, Steve. Where'd you get those?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll call it a day for that session. And. Oh, all right, thank you. And, see you next time.
Tuesday the 23rd.
My sister's birthday.